As we fly into this fastest circuit on the calendar, we will preview the weekend's action.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. I'm going to get the apology out of the way now. I've been a little bit under the weather, so I apologise for my voice and the sound quality of me personally. How are you?
It's too easy to make a joke there, so I shall say that I am absolutely fine. Really well, thank you very much. Looking forward for perhaps the first time ever to Thruxton this weekend, which is, I know, rare.
Are you sure you're feeling okay?
Yeah, look, it's been a really good season so far. You've got 10 points separate in the top four.
Yeah,
I think you could easily say any of those four could win the championship. In fact, we did a little poll on the social media this week, or last week now, which caused quite a stir into who people thought the champion was going to be. I think it's fair to say that Sutton was the overall favourite. However, lots of shouts in there for Hill as well.
It's difficult to look past him considering his very recent history in the championship and how consistent he's been already this season.
Yeah, and the fact he's top without having scored a win speaks volumes for his consistency. However, it only takes a really good weekend for somebody and the whole thing changes.
Well, it's the other way around. It only takes a bad weekend for another competitor. Like we saw from Jake Hill a couple of rounds ago, he managed to bounce back last time out at Snetterton with quite a big bang as well, and got himself back into that title hunt. So if we see a driver have a bad weekend, they could probably get away with one a season.
Yeah, probably.
But if you're wanting to go on and take that championship, you need to be ultra, ultra consistent.
Yeah, I completely agree. So obviously we are in the fastest circuit in the calendar and in the country. This weekend, we're at Thruxton. 11 corners, 2.37 miles, debut in 1968. It's qualifying lap record set in 2020 by Daniel Kamish on a 1 minute 15. That was in the Honda. And race lap record set by Josh Cook in 2023, also in a Honda. That was a 1 minute 16, almost flat. So only about a second short, slower even than qualifying.
Yeah, this is always known as Cook's hunting ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I do wonder whether moving over to that Toyota this year, whether we're going to see the same kind of gel that he gets with this circuit.
We will.
Or whether it was all down to the Honda.
No.
Because we know how well the Honda went.
I'm calling it now. We will see Josh Cook do well this weekend at this circuit.
Oh, I can't wait for you to eat some humble pie.
Toyota is strong here anyway. Let's not pretend Toyota isn't strong here.
Yeah.
All the cars are strong here because it's basically a power circuit. You're on the throttle for most of the lap. It's a case of who's got the biggest testes rather than who's necessarily got the quickest car. And I think that also, and Cook knows the circuit really well, and that's why he succeeds well here.
Dare I say, are we going to see the Toker-built engines really struggle this weekend compared to those manufacturer and other built engines?
Yeah, quite possibly. And also, let's not forget that DeLion and Sumpton will be relatively new to these circuits.
Yes, yep.
Dobble as well, albeit obviously he was here last year. So you've got a rookie element for some of these drivers who won't necessarily be used to how much you can give it round here. There's also the tyres to consider. This is a track that is famous for being brutal on tyres. In fact, so much so that we will only be running one compound all weekend, and that will be the hardest tyre available. So there will be no mandatory tyre changes this weekend because all cars will be running hard and mandatory across all three races.
Yeah, so if we have a little look back to last season, Ash Sutton took pole position. When didn't he last year, pretty much?
Yeah.
And he won two of the three races, with Napa completing a clean sweep with Dan Robon in race three. I don't think we're going to see that kind of dominance this year just because of how much tighter-knit the field is. But do you see one driver maybe coming out of this weekend a bit clear in the championship?
No, but I do see, I personally see Josh Cook opening the door back into the championship. Now, I don't think Cook will be able to stay the course with the four this season, but I think that he could have a really strong weekend here. I know it's quite easy to say because he goes well here, but there's a reason he goes well here. You can't look past his recent history. He will have more hybrids than anybody in the championships ahead of him. He comes into the weekend fifth. He's not a million miles off. I think the gap is probably insurmountable already, but it's not a million miles off. Yeah. If he has a good weekend, who knows? I think that certainly in qualifying race one, the hybrid will make a difference. And I know that I've changed my tune massively on this. And trust me, the amount of pie I've eaten has meant I need to go to the gym because, but the hybrid does seem to make a difference. And you can see this weekend, which is going to be a power orientated circuit, that I think you're going to really see the hybrid make a difference if it stays dry for all three races.
Yes, yes. So just have a final look back at last season. Ash Sutton obviously took a first and a 12th. Ingram had a second and a 9th. Jake Hill had a fourth and a 10th. And Turkington had a sixth and a fourth. And you mentioned Josh Cook. He had 2/3 and an 11th, but with 2 fastest laps as well.
Yeah, so the top 4 drivers and Cook, if you want to make it the top 5 drivers, are all fairly good rounds here. And yeah, it's much for muchness. So I think that will, you know, the weekend will come down to the qualifying, which takes place on the Saturday. I think we will see cars struggle to get through, particularly those who have got less hybrids. So we're talking Ingram, Turkington, Hill and Sutton. I wouldn't be overly shocked if none of them made it into the top 6, if I'm being brutally honest.
None of them.
I'm not going for that as a prediction, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, because you've got to think that you've got really fast drivers behind with more with higher allocation of hybrid. You're talking to Dan Cams, Cook, Huff, who is now a race winner. Even somebody like Chilton, we know that Hyundai engine is very strong, as we're going to get to with your predictions later on. Robotton will be in the mix as well. There's lots of these cars behind that will be going quicker than the 4 in front.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the possible weather situation over the weekend. At the moment, and I say this touching some sort of wood, it's meant to be dry. Mm-hmm. And that's, so qualifying is at 3:25 on Saturday. We're looking fairly dry for that. And we're looking to have a good amount of sunshine on Sunday for all three races.
Yeah, so I think that you will see the more stronger engine cars really have a bit of an advantage this weekend. And I think you've mentioned in the past that the Hyundai and the BMW really do seem to have some grunt this season behind them. I'm still not fully convinced on the Napa Ford. Well, this will be the acid test, really.
The thing is, with that Ford, we know how good it is in the corners.
Yeah.
And I think it'll make time up through the last chicane and through the complex and stuff like that. But I just have a feeling that extra grunt of the Hyundai, we know it's so quick in a straight line, out the back of the circuit, they're going to be mega quick as long as they can get that high-speed setup sorted.
Do you think we'll have a double race winner?
I don't this weekend.
No, I don't either.
I think this is the track that we'll see the biggest amount of difference in race 2 with the hybrid allocation for each driver, especially as the tyres aren't changing.
And also, I was going to say, it's going to really come down to who can adapt to tyre management quickly, because obviously each year it's slightly different to how the tyres hold up. I know it sounds daft, but the difference of the weather and the abrasiveness of the tarmac, depending on how much they've already had through, how new the tarmac is, etc., it's very difficult to get the data here for thrucks and fuller tyres.
Well, Goodyear also build their compounds differently slightly each season, so it'll be interesting to see whether we do get any punches this weekend. If people are going to start riding the curbs, then I'm probably expecting at least 2 or 3, maybe. Not just through the touring cars, but through all the series. It could be crucial.
Yeah, and the big question as well, we're giving a lot to the BMWs potentially having a strong weekend. They're going to have to really manage their tyres, perhaps more so in the front-wheel drive cars because of the way the pressures are put through the tyres with the rear-wheel drive setup compared to the front-wheel drive. Historically, the air tyres tend to go off the longer the race goes on, and that's going to be really interesting as it depends to whether the front-wheel drive cars can potentially preserve tyres for the last push, and whether the rear-wheel drive cars can keep them in the window for the entirety of the session.
Any thoughts about Jack Sears this weekend?
I think it's a really difficult one this weekend. As you say, I think the PMR cars might struggle, although I say that every weekend they get completely blown out of the water.
Can I just put that into a little bit of context? Mikey Doble took a double win in the Jack Sears here last year.
He did.
And that PMR, that Astra, just seems to have a funny habit of going well at Thruxton.
Yeah, I thought the car was slightly better last year than it is this year, though, in fairness. However, I think it's hard to look past one of, and it's going to sound a cop-out here, one of Pearson, Osborne, or Doble this weekend. And that's half of the grid of the Jack Sears. Yes. But I really think you could put all three names in the hat and pull one out, because they're all should be good here. They all got the cars to go well here. The question is going to be, can they qualify well to keep themselves out of trouble? And can they get through the first complex on the first lap without getting turned around or into a scrape? Because that is where the weekends are won and lost into that first complex.
Yeah, I think the Jack Sears is going to be nice and competitive, but as you say, I think it is just going to be through between those three drivers this season. No offence to any of the others, they're all very good competitors in their own right, but they don't quite have the speed or the experience that those three drivers, having been in the Jackies for so long, understand how the championship works. No, you need to finish ideally every round to score points where you can, rather than have those non-finishes.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes DeLion might struggle a little bit this weekend. Did DeLion race this last year? I don't think he did.
No.
In the touring car. So this could be his first time in a touring car. Same for Sumpton. It's a hell of a learning curve around Thruxton. And then Halstead, he was obviously withdrew last time out for illness. Is he going to be back up to full fitness this weekend? Is he going to be able to give the Hyundai the full beans to compete? There's lots of question marks.
Yeah. Just dropping back onto BMW, obviously Thompson was back last time out at Stetterton. Do you see this being such a full commitment track, one that he's going to warm to and go well at?
Yeah, Bobby loves a bit of full commitment, doesn't he? So yeah. Look, he looked so at home in that BMW at Stetterton last time out. And obviously, he's had very little running in the car. He took a podium. Okay, jumps the starting race too, and who knows what could have been.
I'm blaming Hill for that, though.
Well, it was such a crazy race of the weather. It's really difficult to judge anybody in that race, really. Yeah. And in race three, he did okay on the hard tyre, and it was the rock. Yeah, you know, it was the worst tyre to be on, etc. But he had a very, very commendable, opening weekend for himself. So I see no trouble with him here. The only thing that he might struggle is if managing the tyres. As he gets used to how this car is set up and how it works, a track like Thruxton. But he's such a pro anyway. I think
the management of the tyres is going to be much easier this weekend because you know you're on the same tyre for each race and you can set the car up exactly how you want to. We saw once we lost ballast within the series, finding that natural setup and that happy setup in the car was much easier for a lot more drivers.
And let's not forget, presumably, he'll have full hybrid this weekend.
Yes,
he will. He didn't have it set for the penalty of entering the championship late. So,
and we saw how well he went there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he an outsider for a win this weekend?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily an outsider. I've not put him down for a win, purely on the basis that I have some misgivings about... He's going to have to really click with the setup of the car. Mm. This circuit is a car breaker. Let's be honest, but it's a car breaker. It's hard, it's fast, it's abrasive. And he's not going to have the setup knowledge of the car yet. How can he? He's only had one weekend in it. Obviously, the team will help negate that to a degree, but his driving style means that the car has to be set up in such a way for the longevity, etc. There's just... I think that matters at every circuit, obviously, but it matters even more at a car breaker's like... Thruxton, and that's my only thing in the back. I mean, he'll go take all three wins now, but that's the only thing in the back of my mind that precludes him for a win. However, and this might become a catchphrase this season, I wouldn't be shocked if he did take a win.
Okay.
Just not enough to back it.
Are there any other drivers up and down the grid that we might want to be looking out for this weekend?
Cavish needs to do something soon if he wants to have a serious shot at a championship. I mean, look, we all know that he really should have been the champion from... Break gate in 2019. Yes.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, and that's how racing works. And he's at a team which is one of the best funded on the grid. Okay, he's up against the best word of the word, a freak in Ash Sutton in how good he is.
Consistent. Ollie's game.
Yeah,
95% of the time.
Yeah, how do you beat Ash Sutton? I mean,
the drivers
have been asking that for years, haven't they? Let's be honest. Yeah, he is that good. But Cavish is in the same equipment, the same machinery that Sutton dominated in last year. And I think that, you know, Cavish isn't in the top five of the championship at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fair way off
the
pace setters. And there's a long way in the season to go. He can turn it around. But it almost feels, and I sometimes do equate stuff back to football, that you can't drop too many points in the Premier League because you know City won't.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost feels like Cavish might have dropped too many points already because those four just don't drop points.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to do more at Stetterton than he did, and I think that, do I expect him to do a great deal at Thruxton this weekend? Perhaps not, but I do think that he's got to start doing something soon.
Okay.
I think a lot was expected of him at the team, and I don't necessarily think it's been delivered yet.
That's fair enough. Well, you have been banging on about Cook.
I have, yeah.
He does go really quite well here. He is known as the King of Thruxton, and that is reflected in your predictions, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've gone for pole for Cook. I can't read Bobby Thompson possibly, yeah, but look, I can't really see any past Cook this weekend for a pole. Okay. Unless something goes wrong with the car. I think he's getting to grips with the car really nicely now.
Yeah.
I think the whole team are starting to gel really nicely. They'll be absolutely flying high after the 1-2-3 at Snetterton last time out in race three. He'll also have that bit of fire in him, knowing that both Moffat and Huff have taken wins and he hasn't done yet. That will, I don't care what he says, that will bug him.
Yeah.
Because the racer and him, that will bug him.
Everything bugs him.
That in particular will bug him, and he'll want to set the record straight on that.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be very hard to look past him this weekend for pole.
Okay, fair enough. Well, controversially, you may think.
Very controversial.
I have gone for Ingram for pole.
That's just very bold.
I know it's a little bit strange, but I have a real feeling about the grunt in that Hyundai.
Yeah, I understand that.
As I've already mentioned. And of those top four, obviously, he's sitting fourth, has got the most amount of hybrid to use. But, as you say, it could well be a hybrid critical circuit.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes in, fair play, but I can't see it myself.
Okay.
Race winners, I've gone fairly safe, to be honest with you. I've gone for Cook, who I think will take a race win.
Yep.
I think Jake Hill will take a race win. He's riding high at the moment. He's full of confidence, and he goes well here. I won't ever forget the wet race.
Yeah.
He was on the wrong tyre and fought off Sutton. Sutton got the better of him in the end, but fought him off on the wrong tyre for a good couple of laps. That was absolutely insane. So, look, he goes well here. But he's never had a win at Thruxton. And I think he might break that duck this weekend. And I'm going to go Sutton, obligatory Sutton, but he's got to get a win sooner or later, isn't he?
I feel like he's going to have one of the Turkington seasons where he's just going to bank the points and maybe take a couple of wins along the way where he's in the right position at the right time and is able to take advantage of that. But he's doing everything he needs to already without taking wins.
But I think he might have been eye on a few race three, but that's what he started to do in the year where the balance was taking its toll. He'd get the bank the points in race one, push really good in race two, and then do race three and reverse grid madness. Yeah. You know? So I'm going for Sutton to take a win this weekend.
I kind of have to play my cards wide.
It is 10-all, as it stands.
It is 10-all, yeah. So I kind of have to go for Cook as a race win, because at Thruxton, with the history that he has, you can't cover that base.
You can't bet against it.
Ingram, I think if he gets pole, he might go on to win that first race.
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely, I can see that. Yeah.
And finally, Morgan. He has a sneaky way of going really well at Thruxton.
Yeah.
And really unnoticed. He always used to do it at the Mercedes.
Yeah, okay.
And I think he's finding his feet now in this second season in the BMW with WSR. And he might have a little point to prove of how well Bobby did last time out.
You're not going for Thompson either, then?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a middling weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I said that last time, and then he well outperformed my expectations.
In the Barney car, yeah. In terms of Jax's, look, as I said earlier, it could be any one of the three. I have gone Osborne. I will probably regret it because it will be one of the other two. But if I didn't go for Osborne, it would be Osborne. So.
Well, I've gone for Dobble this weekend. I've changed it up. I went for Pearson for, I think, the opening three rounds.
Yeah.
So we've both not gone for Pearson, which means Pearson's going to win Jack Sees this weekend.
The biggest thing for all those drivers is to stay out of trouble.
Yes.
Because Thruxton is notorious for little scraps and little problems, and that's going to be who can manage the car and the race is the best will win the Jack Sears this weekend.
Yeah,
which is probably why it ended up being something like DeLand who race sensibly.
we could even see between those three drivers of Dobble, Osborne and Pearson, each of them take a 1-2-3 in the Jack Sears across the three races and be level on points madly,
which means none of us would get
points. Yes.
just for clarity early on. Okay, right, let's go into the three main predictions then. So Robot has been a little bit underwhelming so far this season.
Yeah, definitely.
He was disappointed in himself at Snetterton, as his social media post suggested. So I think he'll bounce back this weekend. Took a win here last year, as you said. And I'm going to go that he'll outscore Chilton this weekend.
Okay. That's an interesting choice. As you say, it's been lacklustre so far.
Yeah, I think so.
He was always there and thereabouts last season. He was able to help Camish and help Sutton out at the really important points, remember quite fondly. At Croft when he let Sutton through.
He missed a gear. It's very strange.
I could possibly see that happening. My first one, again, I have to cover the Cook side of things.
Yeah.
He is going to outscore his Toyota teammates individually this is, so he'll be the top scoring Toyota for the weekend.
Yeah, so not combined. He'll outscore the other three scores. Yep, okay. Yeah, I can't argue that, given how much I've twerked for Cook on this podcast. I can't go wrong with that. I'm going to go for there'll be a BMW on the podium in each race. There's four of them. They go well here. as you say, Morgan goes pretty well here under the radar. Hill goes really well here. Turkington banks points for a living, and Thompson could well be there as well. So,
yep. My second one is I'm going for an Aaron Taylor-Smith top six finish.
That is absolutely bold.
The only reason I say that is because I know the Astros go well here, and I have a feeling he could be in the mix for a reverse grid.
Yeah, I guess
so. And then finishing maybe on the podium even, or the race three result.
Okay.
Obviously, that's going to be shattered when he DNFs in the first race and then has to fight back through. But we'll see.
And finally, I'm going to go for one of the top four to have a finish outside the top ten. That does include a DNF.
Okay.
But they will, one of them will finish outside the top ten.
Okay. So interestingly, you mentioned that because I've gone for one of the top four will have a DNF this weekend.
I will also allow you, if they end up being a couple of laps down, why they come back out, I will give you the... I will say now on
that's
the record
fine.
That if they're more than two laps down...
Okay.
Because that could account for it just being laps because they've had a
puncture or something.
Or they've got the wrong tyres on because it's wet. I will allow that to count as a DNF.
That's fine. And we've spoken about punches already on the pod. And that is what we're going to focus on for our final general prediction. Now, this is any punches in just the touring car races.
And only on the Sunday, not the Saturday.
Only on the Sunday. And it could be from a crash. It could be from curbs. It could be from just tyre wear. It could be anything. So three races. How many are you going for?
I'm only going for two on the basis that I think that everybody knows Thruxton and what its limitations are. I think they all look after the cars, and I'm going to go for low. I'm going low.
Okay, I'm going for five.
Yeah, I can understand it.
Because I just wonder whether there'll be a coming together, a side by side, which nicks a tyre off two cars.
Five means you need basically two a race. That's quite a lot of punches.
It is quite a lot, but if you have a collision and one of the drivers has a puncture and moves back to the pits, then
you
could get two in one go.
1 point for closest.
Yes.
3 points for spot on.
Yes.
We're up in the stakes this season. And what we will also do is we will potentially pause that one insofar as we will have a trawl through social media on the Monday afterwards to see if any teams then say we actually, because we don't always get told about punctures. So
no.
We will do a bit of a trawl and we will agree amicably how many punctures there were.
So as I've already mentioned, qualifying is at 3:25 on Saturday, live on YouTube as per normal. And then all the races on Sunday, live on TikTok and also ITV4. First race is at 11:45. Second race is at 3:25. And the final race is at 5:20.
That pretty much concludes it. We are not going this weekend. We had planned to go to Thruxton this year, but...
Someone's got a birthday.
Stuff to do with me.
No. Oh, no.
Your fault. So we're not going this year. We will be watching from the sofa. So anybody who is going, enjoy. And look, I think it could be a really good weekend of action. So, we'll look forward to the racing and we'll be back with a review next week.
Yeah, and if you haven't already, go and subscribe to our YouTube, our social media, all the different places that you can find us on. Just so go and search British Touring Car Podcast.
Bye for now.